You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock with one of our guests this year, the Razor.
Former guest.
Coming up today, it says right here at 4 o'clock. Tommy Curran back at 3:30.
Another guest. Current guest.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm just curious where, because he started by letting us know on Tuesday, Keith, that he was very much interested in the Josh McDaniels conversation.
Yes.
That Vrabel volunteered on this radio station. We talked about briefly on Monday.
It's heated up.
Josh isn't going to matter on Sunday.
Tom
was on this before Vrabel said that yesterday. Sure. That, of course, is about Josh Allen, not Josh McDaniels.
Yes.
We'll apply here.
Yeah.
So I am curious what Curran has to say about that. Is he doubling down? You asked him, Keith, on Tuesday, is McDaniels back next year? He's like, I don't know.
He's like, and it's like, what does Vrabel want kind of thing, which I don't know if he wanted him originally. So I don't really know if it's about what Vrabel wants. And I'm sure this season has gone even better than Robert Kraft would have imagined. And if you want to give more control to Mike Vrabel, I think you'd be okay with it. But I don't know. Don't you think part of Robert Kraft is like, he's even said this in interviews, like maybe he gave too much power to Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
now
true.
It worked very, very well for a long time. So I'm not even saying what Robert Kraft, like if that's the right or the wrong call. I'm just saying, I think he sort of even pointed that out and how like later on, you know, that's how all of a sudden you go from Matt Patricia coaching your offense and Robert Kraft's like, wait a minute. Like,
yeah.
Hold on. Like that all happened pretty quick. So he might put his foot down on McDaniels, especially because it's worked to this point.
Yeah. I just play it out. I don't disagree with Tom. I find it fascinating that Tom would lay out like, yeah, I don't know if he's back next year. Because I fully expected when you asked that to be like,
of course he's back.
Keith, they're 11-3 and they have a top 10 offense and Drake May looks great. Of course he's back next year. That's not what Tom said. And I just have trouble playing out how McDaniels wouldn't be back. Number one, I don't think he's going to have any job offers anywhere. So like, could he go to college? A lot of those jobs are taken, the significant ones.
Although Tar Heels need a offensive coordinator.
Good call. Could he get like a head coaching job in the NFL? I don't think so. Maybe you disagree with that.
No, I don't think so.
It's like, I don't think he's leaving on his own. So now it's, would Vrabel fire him? The only way that happens is if the Patriots offense falls flat on its face, I think. And it has to be the offense, not the team. It has to be the offense. I mean, maybe. I don't necessarily see that happening. But if it did, okay, maybe.
Okay.
They lose two of these next three. They lose their playoff game. The offense dries up. And McDaniels, on some level, is exposed, maybe. But, like, how's Vrabel going to carve out more power? And that means they'd have to fire an offensive coordinator that, by the way, that's basically free.
Yeah, which also is another reason it's not going to happen, let alone the personal connection.
And that Kraft likes.
Yeah. So I don't think it's happening.
I don't either. Now, the other way, let's say Vrabel gets more power because they're so successful. How does that – he has to, like, win a Super Bowl for that. It took Belichick multiple Super Bowls to carve out the power that he had in this organization. But let's say Vrabel wins a Super Bowl in year one.
Well, yeah.
Now he's carved out so much power that he gets to make the calls and call the shots. Yeah, he's going to fire the offensive coordinator that just won the Super Bowl?
No.
So, like, I don't see how McDaniels isn't back.
But, okay, play that scenario out. Big, like, you know, they could win the Super Bowl.
Could McDaniels get a job then?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, maybe.
At that point, you just won the Super Bowl, the second-year quarterback.
Okay.
Maybe somebody convinces themselves, and then it's, like, sort of a win-win. Like, he gets a better job. Mike Vrabel gets his guy at that point, but I don't see that happening. And if he doesn't, he still might not get the other job. Guys don't, they very rarely, if ever, after being a failure twice, get that third crack at it. I'm sure teams would take him as an offensive coordinator, but that's a parallel job. That's not, Kraft wouldn't let that happen. Maybe college, but there doesn't seem to be any indication that he'd even want to do that. So yeah, I think he's back.
Me too.
No matter what.
Me too.
Like, I don't really see what the scenario is where he is, and I just find it funny that we're even, like, hesitating on that.
Yeah, I just find it, what does Vrabel want, and what is Curran hearing?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I'm interested in. Or is Curran just reading between the lines based on Vrabel and his nitpicks of McDaniels all year, which started after the very first loss of the year? Hey, Mike.
Josh isn't going to matter on Sunday.
Mike, is there too much on Drake's plate? Yeah, there might be.
Right.
Like, that started right away. They've only lost three games.
But that's why
of the losses, the head coach has come out and taken shots at the offensive coordinator.
That's another reason why this game on Sunday night is so interesting, is not only how does the whole team respond, but what does Vrabel sound like if they lose two in a row? We don't even know. He hasn't even lost two in a row yet.
No, he's pretty salty.
After these three losses thus far.
His first loss in 84 days, as he said. He's a salty biatch.
Schlereth's words.
That's not my words.
No,
that's
Stink
Mark Schlereth.
Said that. Stink said that.
He's taken up with him, but yeah. He's a salty biatch after they lose for the first time in a couple of months.
Uh-huh.
What's it going to be like after two? Good point. I bet they're not running double passes based
for
on Vrabel's commentary. I bet they're not.
No, probably not.
No, Vrabel's annoyed they didn't run the football enough, and they didn't stick with running the football in that second half, and he made a big song and dance about you know, not being on schedule or on target or however he worded it earlier this week, where now we're chasing a third and nine. And now pressure comes into play, and now it really does matter how Drake's reading it. If it's third and two, that's a lot different than, you know, third and nine, third and 10, third and 12. And he didn't like that they were chasing that in the second half. And I think the more we've gotten away from the initial comments from Vrabel, that's what they were about. They got away from the run. Maybe that's an old school Mike Vrabel view on it. But I think that's his view on it, and that's his criticism and critique of McDaniels.
Yeah.
I think.
And it'll be highlighted this week, too, going up against his former guy, Derrick Henry, which helped get him so much success in Tennessee.
And this would be my issue with Vrabel and taking pot shots at McDaniels. Like, you couldn't stop the run. And if you can't stop Derrick Henry this week, and I'm not sure I love your chances at that, minus Milton Williams and Robert Spillane, but you already weren't stopping the run with those two guys, starting in the Tampa game when they were both healthy, and then Spillane was hurt for a bunch of those games. Or healthy, rather, for a bunch of those games until this last one, and you weren't stopping the run in any of them. So I don't think you're going to limit or stop Derrick Henry. If you do, great.
Yeah.
But I think that's a way bigger issue than anything with McDaniels. That's not what Vrabel thinks.
You can only run so many double passes that gain 13 yards.
I like the other one, Nick. I like the one from yesterday about our good pal Josh. That's the one that I could listen to for days and days.
Josh isn't going to matter on Sunday.
Again,
come on, we kid.
That's about
come
Josh.
On.
That's about Josh Allen, not Josh McDaniels. How about this before we get into Steph Diggs?
Yeah, Conroy?
Conroy in the car.
Let's go to Conroy.
Hello, Conroy.
What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much.
So, I need a Keith Spiracy ruling on this real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so, do you have to give rulings on Keith Spiracies?
No, but first time for everything.
Okay, first time.
I'm all ears.
It's a good idea,
yeah,
Conroy.
So, hear me out. So, first off, I did the ultimate power move and played hooky today to complete my Christmas shopping.
Smart.
Hell yeah.
And yep. I'm old school, and I do it in person. Okay. So I go, and I get my parents an air fryer. And on my way home, I call my brother. I'm like, hey, I got the folks an air fryer. He goes, you're kidding me. I also got them an air fryer. And instantly, he starts doubling down. He's like, you have to return this right now. Yeah, like, I already got it. It's, like, coming over in Amazon and whatnot. He's like, you bought in person, you could just turn around and go do it. And I'm like, well, should I just get the air fryer and we just double down and give our parents his and hers thing? And then I text my girlfriend and she goes, do you think he actually got them an air fryer? Or is he like, oh, damn, that's a really good idea. I'm going to get them an air fryer now.
Wow. Well, Conroy, how much do you love and trust your brother? I think that's an important question.
Yes.
I've always been the favorite. So okay.
They'll like your air fryer more is my guess.
Got it.
If you feel confident in your air fryer,
and then
I'd go
just
that.
Like, yeah. Do I just pull the power move and like put the air fryer on top of it underneath the tree?
Yes.
So that I they have so. To open mine first?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I think you also don't know if they're the exact same or not. So you, if you're confident in your air fryer, yeah, you, like, got, you decide, and you then your parents like, the are like, all right, we're returning this other one.
Also, why? Wait, you said your brother's ordering online and you already have it in your.
Yeah, you have it.
He doesn't have his yet?
No, he said it's coming, and so that's a whole other thing. Like, yeah, you
please.
Can go to Amazon.
Oh, that could get lost. That could get delayed. You're good. Porch, I think you roll with your air fryer.
Yeah, porch fryer. Yeah, you got to look out
it's
for that.
It's a nightmare out there. Okay. I think you go with your air fryer. There's so the best air fryer win.
There are so many spinoffs for this. So yeah. He has a great question. He's like, do I just – I don't even think my brother really bought one.
Right.
Or I'm skeptical of it.
Yeah.
So do I just show up and I make them open mine first?
Here's
or do you just feel comfortable about you have the more souped up, better
version,
the
better
and now they got to choose. Yeah,
they have to choose, put it on them. Now, here's the problem. You don't want them to know.
That you know.
That the two of you knew ahead of time, and you're basically forcing them to return one of the gifts.
Yeah.
That's not ideal.
Do you have contact with like other family
it's not
members?
It's acceptable to regift.
Well, so that's where I thought he was going with it. I thought he was going to bring up the regifting.
No,
idea.
I'm normally...
Like now you give that to your brother.
Like, mean, like, what my sister gets my parents, I feel like some years I know, some years
I
don't know.
I'm not like super coordinated with that
no.
with other family members.
Every once in a while, we'll like, go in together.
Yeah.
So that's easier.
That'll like, that hey, will happen.
Let's
yeah.
get a bigger gift. Let's go in together. But separately, no. But yeah, I think we at least communicate. So like, I feel like if I got something like that, I'd be like, hey, don't get this.
I'm saying if I bought an air fryer, I don't think I would be like, hey, to my sister, Kate, don't do this.
Yeah,
I don't think
yeah.
I would do that. I think I'd just buy the air fryer and then we would both gift the air fryer and it would be like, oh, wait a minute, what?
Yeah,
I don't even think I would give that much communication.
That's tough because now that you've communicated that, you're like, you're kind of in a tough spot regardless.
Can you re-gift that air fryer?
Do you yourself have an air fryer? Then just keep it.
You just give it to yourself.
Give it to yourself. Go get something else.
That's not really even re-gifting.
Just give you like a whole bunch of meats that you can fry.
That's not re-gifting. You just
you French
just,
fries?
You bought that for somebody else.
Right.
But they don't
no,
know that.
No, that's yours. And then just get him like 20 pounds of French fries. And be like, guess what?
Guess what?
I know you're getting an air fryer. They open the fries first. They're like, what's this?
Yeah, so what do you do in that scenario?
I think
you just give the gift.
He has his brother is like yeah. waiting
hey
to
man,
get it. We're a week out.
Hey, man, send it back. Also, you don't even know if it's going to be here on time.
Yeah, cancel your order and get something else.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd get reimbursed right away, so you don't even have to do the whole like receipt
return.
Exchange.
Yeah, correct.
So, yeah, it's easier for him to return it.
Yeah, Conroy.
Conroy, keep that. That's first, your gift that you're giving.
First of all, favorite kid, and you want to stay on top of that heap, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I've been trying to fight my way to the top of that heap my whole life.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I imagine you want to stay there, number one.
Yeah.
If your parents were going to tear off children, you're on that top tier.
Uh-huh,
that's good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think you stick with the gift. And yeah. that's tough for your brother.
Uh-huh.
If he even purchased one in the first place.
That's true. The two best regifting stories are the label maker in Seinfeld that got just tossed around like a hot potato. And then, what was it in Old School? Was it a toaster? He's
oh,
like, what do you think,
no,
Max?
Bread maker?
A bread maker.
Yeah, bread maker.
What do you think, Max? Got three speeds. They're like, yeah, didn't we get this for you?
This oh, model?
No, this exact one. It's great.
I love it.
He goes to a kid's party with the old wedding gift? Amazing. What do you think, Max? Got three speeds.
It's a good idea. Tell your brother to send you the order receipt from Amazon.
Yeah, prove it. So yeah, first of all, prove it. Yeah. And then it's way easier for him to get reimbursed than it would be for Conroy, who already bought it.
I agree.
Yeah, no, Conroy's in the right.
Team Conroy. Wow, Keyspiracy rulings. This is good. This is a whole new world.
Keyspiracy rulings. Bring it in. You know what? That's a soft launch for 2026. That's going to be a big feature on the show next year.
What did you and Fitzy used to do at night?
Can I
get a ruling?
Simply called Can I Get a Ruling?
Yeah, but on like
anything.
It wasn't on Keyspiracies. It was
no.
on like anything in life. So yeah, this is less of a Keyspiracy. Well, the Keyspiracy is that he never bought it, I guess.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah, there was
a Keyspiracy. Can I Get a Ruling we could bring back? Yeah, Fitzy and I would do that.
That was
and
great. I love Can I Get a Ruling.
It would be similar stuff to like when you go to a party, like how much stuff to bring, not bring. Can you drink your own? Like something we talked about today. If you bring a bottle of wine, can you like drink the first glass of it that you brought? I mean, I don't know.
Let me taste that.
I would say sure.
Yeah.
I would say sure.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Steph Diggs, we were kind of bracing for Steph Diggs blowing up yesterday because the way it worked out was Vrabel called out McDaniels, and then McDaniels threw his pals in the media, which it really is a sad state of affairs that we even have to criticize Josh McDaniels. That's the saddest part of society today, according to
it's
Brian Hoyer.
It's the worst part.
There's nothing worse out there going on in society than
Can't
the criticism of an offensive coordinator who didn't do squat in the second half and has been fired a million times.
Can't think of anything.
But there's nothing sadder than that. And Brian Hoyer, by the way, is not biased on that even one little bit.
No.
Josh McDaniels was just on his podcast.
Right.
But he's not biased in any way whatsoever on this. He's impartial. So I thought because McDaniels has called out Diggs through his pals in the media, a.k.a. the McDaniels Mafia, it's pretty easy to figure out who we're talking about.
Yeah.
I thought there was a chance Diggs was going to blow up yesterday. He did not, but he was asked about reduced snaps and whether or not he'd like to play more.
We didn't see you on the field this much last week with the Bulls. How was it adjusting to fluctuating
I don't know, for real. Like, just trying to get used to it. I mean, you know, it kind of was the same kind of in the beginning of the year, too. So, I mean, I just got to, you know, I just try to take advantage of the opportunities I do get. And when I am out there, be a vessel, be a, you know, be a positive force rather than, you know, being any other way. So, you know, I'm adjusting to it. Like, I just try to do what I'm asked, you know, and then, like, you know, handle it the best way I can. You know, I'm always going to be out there. I want to make plays and I want to play at a high level. But, you know, we got a lot of skill guys. We got a lot of amazing players. So, you know, I'm just doing what I can.
Would you like to ask more of you? Would you like them to ask you to do more?
Hey, man, that's up to y'all.
That's up to y'all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he would.
It's like it was
in the beginning of the year. It's actually been like this all year. Now, every once in a while, he'll creep up to like 65, 68% of the snaps on offense. Last week, it was 50, which was actually up from the 2 weeks prior.
Mm-hmm.
He's 55 for the season.
Which is low.
It is low, especially for a guy that we all look at as the number one receiver on the team. And, yeah, I thought he'd be playing more by now. We talked about the Edelman-Gronk podcast where they were talking about Steph Diggs. This was going back a few weeks where they're like, hey, both of those guys experienced coming off ACLs. They were both much more confident in themselves and healthier by the end of the year. So they were expecting, like, Diggs to, like, ramp up. And it's kind of been stagnant these last 3 weeks.
Yeah, we got texts about this earlier.
It's gone
they're
down.
Like, they're like, guys, don't you realize Diggs is coming off an ACL?
And we're sure
like,
do.
Well, yeah, no, we do. Yeah. And two guys who tore their ACL said they expect more out of Diggs coming out of the bye week down the stretch. Mm-hmm. And then he did less.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, take it up with Gronk and Edelman. They were saying they expected more out of the bye week.
I thought he'd be able to play more because I didn't hate early on in the season having him play 55% of the snaps. But they target him a decent amount. He still leads the team in, you know, catches and yards. But does he need to play 100% of the snaps and, you know, block a lot and, like, run off cornerbacks? No.
Yeah.
So I thought that made sense early.
So this discussion has come up before. You think Diggs is on the team next year?
I do.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I'd want him on the team, oh, by the way. And part of the reason I want him back is because he had an opportunity to blow up on whomever, McDaniels, the coaching, his lack of involvement. Like, he had an opportunity to do it. He didn't. So I want him on the team next year. Let me rephrase. Can Diggs be your number one next year?
So not ideally, no. I don't think so. I've always been a fan.
No.
I loved the signing. But even then, you're like sort of like a soft number one because it's like your number one. But like tonight, for example, you're going to see Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Puka Nacua playing. Like that's like another level. That's what Diggs was 5 years ago.
Crazy.
So that's a different story. So I don't think he's like a true number one. I think for Drake May, I think you want to try to find him somebody else. But if he is still on the team and he's now your number two, like I think you're really doing something.
And it also matters what he does down the stretch and in the playoffs. You know, not to punt on the answer.
Wouldn't surprise you if he had like a monster playoff game.
Me either.
Yeah.
If he looks like he's looked the last 3 weeks, then no, he can't be your number one. If he looks like what he was looking like in the Jets game and the Bills game and even getting big touchdowns like he did against Tampa, okay, well, I'm more willing to do that. But I do think it's a wait and see on that. Our pal John is in Rhode Island. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, you know, Happy New Year. What a year it's been. Thank you so much for what you guys do. You know, thanks for calling me out for Call of the Year. I just want to say you guys are two of the nicest guys when I ever met you. And just a quick Christmas shopping idea. I got my new brunette girlfriend a $400 a Black Pearl pirate ship Lego ship set. Thanks a lot, guys.
Have
a
good wow.
Good Lego set for the brunette. I like that.
The Black Pearl.
I like some Legos.
Sick brag, bro.
We didn't exactly.
Not
I,
call
I hate
of the year.
Bubble.
Yeah,
we didn't
sorry,
call
John.
Him, we didn't call you Call of the Year.
No, it was nominee.
Nominee. It was among
one
our
one of the seven or eight that we played.
Yeah.
And it's $380.
But after taxes.
Get around it, depending on where you bought
tariffs,
it.
Good job, Billy.
If you didn't drive up to Nashville to get it.
Yeah, Billy was ready to go on that. Wow. Good stuff.
I Googled it. I want to see what it looked like.
Yeah, I bet it's sweet.
That's back-to-back days for Lego collars.
Yeah, I bet it's sick. Yeah.
There's the Titanic yesterday and now
Pirates
of the Caribbean.
Dude, there's a Stranger Things one that I want. It's like Vecna's house. You see
and
that
how
thing?
How much is that, Keith?
A lot.
It's too much. It's out of my price range.
Add it to the dock?
Add it to the dock. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Put it in there.
All right, do that. Well, anyway, that's one happy brunette, I'm sure, John. Yeah. I'm sure she's thrilled. 617-779-7937.
I know you normally sing going into grab bag, sure. But let me just cut you off real quick because we're going to play a bunch of the best grab bags from the year. So this is a late submission. So this doesn't, we haven't played it yet. This is a new one.
Okay.
But it's from a celebrity. You might remember Kelsey Grammer from the hit show Frasier.
Uh-huh.
He sent one in.
Nice.
Jones, Keefe, it's good friend, Kelsey Grammer. Just wanted to say, smashing program, gentlemen. Hey, Keefe, I hear the bags are grabbing on WEEI. Mercy. And Jones, it seems a bit confused. Like the hamster fell off the wheel. Because he don't know what to do with those random ball players of the day. It's Wachowski again. Andy Ashby all over your face.
Good night, everybody.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it certainly is. And a very special grab bag. Jones is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We're doing some of the best of grab bag stingers that we have gotten this calendar year, 2025.
Bags of the year.
Bags of the year. I want to thank a lot of people have sent them in. Keefe at WEEI.com. I can't thank everybody, but some of the ones that I was scrolling through. Ted, Gavin, JJ, John, Tyler, Mark, Andrew, Kenneth, Tammy, the lady grab bag. Matt,
it's a lady.
In-house, Fitzy, Shime, Jackson, Stiz have all put them together as well. Billy Laney put together a bunch. So Thanks to everybody that has sent in the grab bags. This is a new one, but I think it tees it up nicely. This is another new one that we just got.
Okay. When your bozo parlay busts, when your small beers run out, when you're feeling sad, just think of a few of your favorite grab bags, and then you won't feel so shooketh.
Not bad. Not bad. Tied it all together.
Not bad at all.
All right. So we started to get an influx. So we are well over 450 grab bags. At the start of the year, the first one that Nick rolled into the system was January 8th, 2025. That was number 184.
Wow.
So it sort of speaks to the amount of growth that there's
been. The growth. Not always the quality.
No.
But the quantity for sure. We got a lot of quantity.
So we got this.
Yeah.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
See that? If you told me that started the first day of the show, I'd be like, that's been a that was this year?
That was January 8th, the first time we played that one.
Wow.
Yeah. This is also a fan favorite.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Pretty good. That's I like this one. This one's always a go-to.
Grab bag.
This is Billy's Spotify, as we found
out. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Not bad.
Do we have two of those?
We have two of them. We have duplicates from like several
we
people.
We have another
have
one where
idea.
They're like calling me my soft hands.
Yeah, yes, your soft hands.
Yeah, there's another one of those.
Well,
I just was wrong. I just thought there's two of them.
We only have one of these.
Okay.
My name is Greg.
That's another one that I thought was I can't believe that's this year.
That feels like this year. That was from February.
Feels like it's been a part of the show since its inception.
That was like a Valentine's gift that we received. I love that one. People have always wondered if we're going to do like we're not going to do it this March, but the grab bag bracket, that would be one that I think would be hard to top.
The grab bracket,
Kid Rock bag.
Yeah,
it'd be tough.
Do you turn at 1:30 p.m. Jones and Keith grab bag. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m. Jones and Keith grab bag? Blah, blah. 93.7 Jones and Keith grab bag. Jones and Keith grab bag.
So we get a lot of acapella submissions, Keith, not always are people the instruments as well, which I appreciate about that one.
Yeah, you can sometimes do your own instruments. That's fine. You can do that.
If you really want to shred on guitar.
Others are just blatantly AI.
Good.
Real good. That one. That one works for me. Play that one. What about this one?
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Yeah, we're starting to push the limits here.
Yeah.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Like, technically, that one's pretty intricate. There's a lot going on with that one.
Yeah,
it's
very good. Yeah.
I'm a genie in a
grab bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Not bad.
Yeah.
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
Very good.
Yep.
Right?
Sure.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood.
This one, I don't get.
The grab bag over here. I can't
take it back. Look where I'm at. That one really swerves me because you would think it's perfect for grab bag. The way it goes, I would go grab bag there.
Oh, well, that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But then you also have the remix. It's, odd.
It's very strange.
I'm not saying I dislike
it. No, it's fine.
It's odd.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch. And one grab bag.
It's a good one. You're in and out. That's a quick one.
Yeah.
Not bad. This one, this also one of my favorites.
Grab bag.
Perfect amount of tail. I think that one has the perfect amount
of tail. Just the right amount. The Goldilocks.
Exactly. Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Honey in his voice.
Yeah, it's a classic.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away.
Yeah.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you
I
that.
I feel bad because that one was like 3 minutes long. It was like a whole
Nick,
long.
Nick trimmed that puppy down.
No, it feels it. So there's some that just get more out blowback than it. That's one of them.
That's one.
Yeah. I know there's another.
There's more. Yeah. I like this one a lot. I played this one a ton. Yeah.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Good stuff.
Again, really. It's the right amount of tail. It's a Goldilocks zone of the tail.
That is. Exactly,
yeah. That's one of those, yeah.
Jones and Keefe grab bag.
So I didn't realize that's him actually on his guitar.
Yeah, beautiful. Plucking the strings.
He submitted a few.
Yeah.
And he submitted one. I said, we don't get a lot of these with a person actually playing an instrument. He's like, I've sent a bunch of them.
Guys,
that was one of them.
Listen with your ears.
I didn't realize that was him playing. Yeah.
In a world where sports talk is never enough, where the unexpected lurks around every commercial break, two voices dare to break the rules. Jones, Keefe. When the clock hits 1:30, logic ends and chaos begins. It's not news. It's not sports. It's something in between. This is Grab Bag.
There's like a cap off.
Yeah.
Wait for it. Yeah.
You never know what's coming next.
Here we go.
So you're watching a Christopher Nolan movie.
Is that like our only trailer?
No, I think we have another one.
We got another one?
Okay. Kind of a trailer that people get into.
Okay.
And the world's going to know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander.
Grab bag.
My name is Alexander.
Grab bag.
No joke, I was singing that one at the house
yesterday.
One.
That was a great one.
It was in my head, and Kat's like, why do you keep singing that?
That's a Fitzy original.
But you never listen to Grab Bag.
This, I would argue, is the most polarizing of all the grab bags.
Should it be?
It should not be.
No, pick a side.
Yeah, it's a hit maker.
Yeah.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm grab bag. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way to grab that bag. And I need grab, and I miss bag, and now I wonder if I could fall into grab bag. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just grab back tonight.
I mean, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Kevin Offroad says, kill it with fire.
Yeah, people want us to retire it, which also, not that song, but not a bad idea. Remember, like, with the Bum Bum song, Tom Green on TRL?
Yeah.
They're like, quote-unquote, retire it.
Yeah, he's
so
retire
people
it.
Stop voting for it.
Yep.
Great one here for Always Sunny.
Grab bag. Aha! Fighter of the bag grab. Aha! Champion of fun. Aha! Jones and Keefe at 1:30 every day for everyone, except when the Red Sox preempt them. Grab bag.
Can't do anything about that.
People started to take our caller and turn it into a grab bag.
Hundreds of people listening to
grab bag.
It's true.
That's a good one.
It's true. What else have we got? Let's see.
Yeah, your grab bag. Yeah, your grab bag. Yeah, your grab bag. Ooh, your grab bag.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's a good variety because they can't all go that hard.
I mean, some of them go real hard.
They can't all go that hard.
That's true. Good point.
Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me
scrap bag.
All on the floor.
Scrap bag.
Give me some more.
Scrap bag.
Till you get so.
Scrap bag.
All right, the one with maybe the most positive feedback all year was one that came in just a month ago.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Oh, from yeah. Fenway to the garden, hear them brag. Jones and Keech now decree it's time for grab bag. Midday Boston turning loud. Takes hungry crowd. We laugh, we cheer, we drag. One more wild story. It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag. Raise your coffee, wave that flag. Random headlines, wicked gags. On WEEI we brag. It's time for grab bag.
One of the most well-reviewed.
Pretty good.
Yeah, people like that one. Yeah.
Oh, people are calling this one out. This is a long one. I don't know if we have time.
I don't know
if
it's ever stopped us before.
The team has first and 10 at closing minutes of the fourth quarter.
Hello?
Note the off.
Hey, who? Sup? Nothing, Keith. Just grabbing a bag, having a bud.
The quarterback fakes a
what's up with
right
you?
Right
nothing.
Back.
Grabbing a bag, having a bud. True. True.
Oh,
grab bag! Grab bag! Yo, who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone. Hello?
Grab bag.
Grab bag.
Bag.
Yo, where's Jonesy?
Yo, Jonesy.
Yo.
Grab bag.
Grab bag.
Bag.
Bag. Hold on. Hello?
Grab bag.
So what's up, Keith?
Timeout is called on the
watching the game, grabbing a bag. True. True.
From our sponsor.
All right, how about this?
Very strong.
What if we take a quick break, Jones, and then in addition to or in place of the clip du jour, we'll do random football player.
Oh, hell yeah.
We'll save that. If Hart wants to guess, he can guess too.
Great idea.
Okay,
we'll do that in clip du jour, plus WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2. That's
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Next.
Jones, in lieu of the clip du jour today, what do you say we get to a random football player with Thursday Night Football tonight, Rams and Seahawks? Andy Hart is here as well, so you can play along
Player.
We have a former cornerback who played for the Rams, the Lions, the Broncos, and the 49ers. Two-time Pro Bowler, rookie year was 99, his last year was 09. So 11 years, four teams, two-time Pro Bowler, one-time Super Bowl champ.
99-09, you said?
Yep, 99-09.
Where was he a Pro Bowler?
He was a Pro Bowler with Detroit, actually. So he started with St. Louis, went to Detroit, then went to Denver, retired with the Niners.
Dre Bly.
That's a good
guess. He got it!
Yeah! Dre Bly! Nice, how about that?
I feel like that was a bad question then if you got it on the first guess.
Yeah, but I stumped these guys the last three days.
I had to sit. The hamster wheel was turning.
It was turning.
Yeah, it was turning.
Dre Bly.
I had to sit there and think about
it. They
had
some underrated players on the defense for like the greatest show on turf.
Yes.
They had a few guys on defense I could get after a little bit.
Our guy Arch. Everybody loves Arch.
Arch.
Yeah.
Aeneas Williams.
So was it such a bad question that Hart, if that's the case, you should have gotten almost.
Well, you know, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. I was also.
It wasn't a fullback.
Distracted by a certain host's hair. I won't name names.
It's the talk of the town. It's me.
But what the hell is going on over there?
People seem to love it.
Yeah, people, you love it. You love it. You hate it. You're
slick back.
Is that
this is pushback?
If you're reacting,
there's no product in it.
Yeah,
it is. The last 3 days, it's taken over the.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. Yeah,
it's a lot more dramatic today.
I guess I buy no product.
It's getting longer.
Oh, you're gonna claim you didn't do anything?
Dude, 100%.
Oh, you're doing the cool kid thing with the fingers through the hair?
No, just pushing it up.
What a douche.
Pushing it back.
Hey, Keith.
Sorry, I forgot my visor at home, Hart. That's my fault.
I don't have a visor on today.
No, you don't. What happened? You lose it?
I do know we're a little late.
Oh, no, let's go to Rick.
Rick and Maine.
This is
has called now a handful of days.
Yeah, I apologize, Rick, did not go into you yesterday, but Rick wants to do a live grab bag, which I don't think we've ever had before.
No, I don't believe we have.
Let's give Rick the floor.
Rick and Maine, hello.
All right, this is the situation. The Celtics are down by 1 point with 5 seconds left. Larry's out of the game with a cut under his eye. The medical team's going to get him a grab bag. They got the rookies in there, Jones and Keith, out of WEEI State. Keith throws the ball to Jones. He goes up the right side. He diddles. He tricky diddles. He loses the ball out of bounds but throws up a prayer. and Keith gets the rebound and throws in a grab bag. The Celtics win, and now Jones is beside himself. He's got a grab bag. Nope, it's a grab bag of popcorn from the little kid in the front row. The kid kicks him in the shin, and Jones is crying like a crybaby. What a crybaby.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Rick, good stuff.
I think we've had Rick. I think he sent this in.
And we're back. The score, Boston 69, Detroit 69. Nice.
This goes on.
Jones and Bouncing DJ. Who brings the ball up?
He did this before.
He passes down low to McHale. McHale's double teamed. Nice. Kicks it back out to Bird. Bird pump fakes. And finds Keith cutting to the rim. Keith goes up and... Oh, he's hammered by Mahorn. Mahorn takes Keith to the floor. Now Larry Beard jumps on him. And did he just... He grabbed his bag.
Yeah.
He
grabbed so there it
Keith's
is.
Nice. Bag.
Yeah,
there it is.
I was about to say.
Go.
I was about to say.
And McGrab bag.
I was about to say Keith gets all the cool stuff in these,
no,
but as it turns out,
not necessarily.
He really did.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we've talked to him before.
Apparently.
I think you have.
Okay.
All right.
Probably don't need to talk to him again.
Nope.
Crossover.
We leave some things in 2025.
Yep. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can give the perfect gift, the 99 gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You got to love the nines. Razor and Curran today.
Yeah, so what are you more excited for? Your guy Razor,
obviously.
Or following up with Curran?
I want to hear from Curran.
We still feel questionable about the coordinator.
Definitely Curran.
No offense to Razor, but definitely Curran.
For sure, Curran.
I think maybe the lead question is something you guys were talking about. Like, so what's the scenario that he's not back? Like,
right.
How exactly
right.
does,
how
that
does that work?
Play out with Robert and Josh? And because you guys said it. If you win the Super Bowl, okay, you maybe have the power now. You're going to get rid of the guy who just won the Super Bowl?
I don't think so.
And give Drake May a third coordinator in 3 years? That's the other thing.
Yeah, because like, I don't think McDaniels
I'm less worried about that the most, but I get it. That's another
I'd
thing
put that
to throw
on the list.
The heat.
I don't think McDaniels though gets a third opportunity. But if you do win the Super Bowl, I guess maybe some teams convinces themselves that he can be a head coach, and then maybe if let's say hypothetically Vrabel wanted somebody else, then it's like no hard feelings. You got a job, but I don't see that scenario.
But
happening.
Also, isn't Vrabel pretty smart? Like this guy
so.
Was just good enough to
win a Super Bowl,
maybe and let's have keep Drake him? May as an MVP candidate, and got a lot out of questionable wide receivers, mm-hmm. and played with rookies on the left side of the line.
Well, I think Vrabel's pretty smart, but he's also pretty petty, and he's run off other good offensive
he's
coordinators.
Emotional.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what I love about him.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Good.
Cute little double passes for 13 yards.
They don't like that.
They're cute.
Can't
and
do that
nice.
All the way up and down the field.
Yep.
So,
has he ever done that on a Zach Cora blitz? Those cute little TE stunts.
No,
they're cute
I've,
and they're
not
nice.
That
but maybe let's just rush four guys and
no.
see if we can get there.
No.
It's funny how that works. Only one side gets tone and criticism, not the other.
You sound like Curran.
Interesting. Interesting.
Very good.
Okay. Stay tuned for it. You got Curran and Razor with Hart and Fitzy and Ted today. On WEEI Afternoons, we are back tomorrow. We have a full show for you. Friday four-pack. We got a top five Friday, which I think is just going to be our top fives.
Top five, top fives.
Yes. We have our year in review.
Yes.
Keith's Keys.
Oh, Keith's the Ravens.
Pats and Ravens.
Yeah.
What else? Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Michael Wenu.
Another Bozo parlay.
And
another
a Bozo touchdown parlay. This time we're due.
Yeah.
It all starts tomorrow at 10 right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.